This is the Shaughnessy for April 22nd, 2006, entitled Outsourcing a Chicken. For more information and episodes, visit theshaughnessy.com. So the other day, a few friends and I go to an Applebee's for dinner. At least I think it was an Applebee's. It might have been a Chili Bee's or an O'Darrell Stars. I mean, it's really all the same food trapped beneath plastic-coated menus. And since they're coated in plastic, these menus are going to last forever. Longer than the Parthenon, longer than the pyramids. I mean, think of that. I mean, really envision it. The last remnant of our grand civilization, a Darrellbacks menu, preserved in all its polyethyl terephthalate glory, being uncovered by an archaeologist's brush. Baby back ribs and some variety of deep-fried onion held forth as the find of the century. Because you look at the way people throw up these restaurants, and it's easy to see that the menu is going to outlast them all. Anyway, our food's taken a while, and we're in restaurant purgatory, because this place is certainly not offensive enough to be hell.
What, are they growing the vegetables? Grinding the corn? Inventing the chicken?
Inventing the chicken. And how would that go, I wonder? I mean, it's not beyond the scope of this place. I'm sure they've tried to clone waiters before. I bet it would start off with a corporate brain trust hopping a jet to Bangalore. Would you like a slurperita? How about an extruded onion to snack on? And after an uneventful flight, they are ushered into a conference room to meet with a team of Indian engineers. Okay, Sanjeev, we're going to get straight to the point here. We need a chicken.
A chicken?
Yes, a chicken. We think we could sell the breasts, the thighs, hell, we think we could even get people to buy wings by the truckload. We could use chicken on salads. We could make sandwiches with it. We could even make fajitas with it.
Fajitas?
If we had a chicken, we'd make our fortune.
Please, do you have technical specifications?
It's a chicken. It's plump. It has feathers. Runs around on the ground, scratching and pecking at things.
A bird that cannot fly. Please, your ways are very strange.
Shouldn't it go cock-a-doodle-doo?
No, Lowry, that's a rooster. Different species altogether. What we need is a chicken. You know, a chicken. You guys get it right. You've been to engineering school.
And from way in the back, brave Pushtar asks,
please do answer me. Is it like a pigeon?
We'll have our people email you specs. Okay, boys, we're off and rolling. Back to the plane. Drinks are on me.
6 months and $4.3 million, they meet again. The development team, breathless with anticipation.
Gentlemen and distinguished sir, we present the egg.
What in the hell is that?
It is the egg.
Boy, we asked for a chicken.
Well, if you follow the specifications...
You mean this part that says here we have to turn it and keep it warm?
Son, I ain't sitting on no egg. Please, there is no need to sit on it. You merely place it under a chicken.
If we had a chicken, we wouldn't have come to you, Sanjeev.
Now, I ain't no fancy engineer. Seems to me, boy, we need a chicken to hatch this egg. To get a chicken, you should have given us a chicken with the egg. See?
But please do... Please, sir, it is a highly pleased, efficient, recursive algorithm. And the design is exquisite.
Ain't no never mind me if it tickles my ass with a feather duster. Boy, we need a chicken.
And we need it now.
Sanjeev, this is quite embarrassing. You see, the Applebee's Corporation of America has actually promised a chicken to a customer who's waiting right now. So please, no more games. Just give us a chicken.
I am sorry, but perhaps you could persuade your customer to have an omelette.
Man, this food is taking a long time. Maybe I should have ordered some calamari. All right, big news this week. We have a new website design. And we also have a new website address, theshaughnessy.com. Good Words Right Order will forward everything to theshaughnessy.com for a couple of months, but please change everything in your news readers and browsers. I think iTunes should have already redirected the feed. I've had some issues with a hosting company that has goodwordsrightorder.com right now. And, well, let's just say we'll have future episodes about the brawl that is about to ensue. But never mind all that. Just go check out the new site design. It's quite wonderful. I'm very, very happy with it. And I hope you like it, too. Oh, and the Shaunikee is supported completely by donations. So if you have a little extra cash in your PayPal account or a warm feeling in your heart from this week's story, a donation would be greatly appreciated.